Zondervan Audio Pages presents The Purpose-Driven Church by Rick Warren, read by the author.
Part 1. Southern California is well known for its beaches. It's the part of the country that popularized the music of the Beach Boys, beach party movies, and of course, surfing. Now, although surfing fad has evolved into skateboarding for most American kids who have no surf, the real sport is still popular in Southern California. Many of our schools offer physical education courses in surfing. Now, if you take a class on surfing, you'll be taught everything you need to know about surfing. How to choose the right equipment, how to use it properly, how to recognize a surfable wave, how to catch a wave and ride it as long as possible, and most important of all, how to get off a wave without wiping out. But you know, you'll never find a course that teaches how to build a wave. Surfing is the art of riding waves that God builds. God makes the waves, surfers just ride them. No surfer tries to create waves. If the waves aren't there, you just don't surf that day. On the other hand, when surfers see a good wave, they make the most of it, even if it means surfing in the middle of a storm. A lot of books and conferences on church growth fall into the how to build a wave category. They try to manufacture the wave of God's Spirit using gimmicks, programs, or marketing techniques to create growth. But growth cannot be produced by man. Only God makes the church grow. Only God can breathe new life into the valley of dry bones. Only God can create waves. Waves of revival, waves of growth, and waves of spiritual receptivity. As Paul pointed out to the church at Corinth, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. Now notice the partnership. Paul and Apollos did their part, but God caused the growth. The sovereignty of God is a factor overlooked in almost all current church growth literature.